What are you doing here? Wait. Did you follow me? You did, didn't you? You followed me. Unbelievable. Oh, I'm sorry, what? It's your job? Oh, the cheek of you. I think you'll find it's not your job to follow me. In fact, I think you'll find it's your job to do what I say. So, go away. Oh, you can't do that. Have you forgotten who I am? Yes, I'm the princess, and you are my guard, and... Look, I'm not going to come to any harm tonight. I have a date. And a date doesn't need a guard. So, off you pop. Off you pop. Back to the palace. You should be happy. You can get a full night's sleep. You do look awfully tired. I would dare say that you could do with it. Cheeky? Oh, I would never be cheeky. Maybe a little. Because I'm annoyed. Because you followed me. I did not sneak out of the palace. I just didn't tell anyone that I was leaving via the window. They would have worried. Not that there is anything to worry about. It's just a date. What could happen on a date? Nothing. What was that? No, you made a face. Oh, you did. You definitely made a face. When I asked what could happen on a date, you did not look happy. I see. Is that why you followed me? Are you, perchance, a little bit jealous? Oh, of course not. Absolutely, absolutely. You are not jealous. At all. I am so convinced, just so thoroughly convinced, you are not jealous. At all. And that face was just a face. Ooh. Would you like to see what I'm wearing under this cloak? Because I dressed up. Here, let me just take it off. What do you think? Don't you like my dress? It was awfully expensive. I'm wearing a dress. Of course I'm wearing a dress. It's a date. I want to look nice. I want to look very nice. There's that face again. What? No, I think it fits perfectly. Shows off my figure, suits my colouring. I think I look rather fetching. Don't you agree? There's that face. And you just lied. You did, you just lied. When you said no, you lied. Why would you lie? Why would you say that you think I don't look nice when you obviously think I do look nice? And then there was that face. And you are looking a little green. You're jealous. You are. You're jealous that I snuck out for a date. What? Who's the date with? Oh, that's a secret. It's a secret. No, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, you'll just wait, will you? You'll just wait to find out who I am on a date with. Who I dressed up for. You are definitely not jealous. Just checking, you are absolutely not jealous. Not at all. Good. Because if you were, it would make it very, very awkward. Because I'm going on a date with the person that I'm in love with. In love with. Oh no, I am most definitely in love. Hopelessly in love. Stupid in love. I am besotted. It's a little sickening. Because it is so not me. You know that I'm a little rebellious. Okay, I am very rebellious. And that is why I have you. My personal guard, my shadow, my babysitter. You ruin all my fun. I'm not very princessy. And I take great pride in that. And you like that. You like that I'm a bit difficult. That I'm a bit challenging. I know you do. Admit it. Go on, admit it. If you admit it, I might tell you who I'm on a date with. See, was that so hard? Oh no, I said I might tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Are you really just going to stand there looking all godlike and jealous? Not jealous. Absolutely not jealous. You might as well take a seat. Yes, that is intended for my date, but they're not here right now, so you might as well park your bum. It's a very nice bum. A very, very nice bum. Did I just say that you have a nice bum? Yes, I did just say that you have a very nice bum. Was I not blatant enough? Let me rephrase. You have a very nice ass. Just... It's nice. It's very nice. And yes, I have looked extensively. Is that a blush? Oh, it's just a candlelight. Of course it is. You're not jealous and you're not blushing. You're just, doing your job. Aren't you sick of that excuse by now? Excuse. Okay. Mm-hmm. I believe you. I totally believe you. And I definitely have not caught you looking. Looking at me. Oh, you are just adorable sometimes. Frustrating, but adorable. It should not be such an attractive combination, but it is. You are just very attractive. And you have no idea what's going on, do you? Of course you don't. Because you've been trying so hard to not. To not see. To not notice, to not feel. It's admirable. Very, very admirable. And if I were a good princess, a non-difficult princess, I might just let it pass. But I'm not. I'm rebellious, I'm difficult, and I noticed. And I reacted. I started flirting. I started standing a little bit closer. Not too close, because I am still a princess, but, you know, just close enough to gauge your reaction. And you did react. And you got oh, you did. You got so jealous, and it was nice, because you are difficult to read sometimes. Sometimes I am so certain of the way you feel about me, so full of certainty, and then others I am just full of doubt. Like right now I am full of doubt. And I'm wondering if this was a mistake. We're not going back to the palace. We are going to have a date. A date. We. You and me. Stop. Just stop. We both know why you're really here. And it's not because you're such a dedicated guard, although you are. It's because you're jealous. You don't want me to be on a date, especially not on Valentine's Day. Because a date on Valentine's Day, well, that is special. That means something. And it does. It means that I am tired. I am so tired of this. We're dancing, and I hate dancing. But that is exactly what we're doing, and I want to stop. So, I schemed a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. A little bit of a royal plot, if you will. I set this up. For you. For me. The perfect Valentine's Day date when you're a princess and your intended, your beloved, is your guard. Your obstinate, gorgeous, beloved guard who is jealous and totally in love with me. You didn't say no. We're making progress. Oh, no, 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 stop. Don't think. Do not think. Because when you think, well, no, just don't. Just look at me. Look at me. And I mean actually look at me. Look at how I'm looking at you. Look at my expression. Look at my eyes. Look at the effort I went to for you. Willingly. Willingly wearing a dress. Because I look good. And I want to look good. And, I know you like it. I am so in love with you. Just so in love with you. And you're in love with me. But you won't admit it because I'm a princess and you're a guard. And I don't even know. Oh, darling, just stop. Just stop. You know me. You adore me. And you know that I have never given a fig for any rule. You know that I have never made a habit of doing what I should do. And you adore me for it. Admit it. Just admit it. It's just the two of us here. Don't you want to say it out loud for once? Just admit it. Just admit that you love me. Because I love you. I adore you. And you... You actually said it. You actually said it. I love you. I adore you. And my little plot might actually be a little bit more plotty than I might have let on. So there's something I need to tell you. You've been sacked. You've been sacked. You are no longer my guard. Well, I spoke to my father and, well, we both agreed that it wouldn't be appropriate. Well, because we're going to get married and, we're getting married. We're getting married. I mean, not today or tomorrow or this year or next year. Eventually, we will be getting married. And Father agrees that you being in love with me and being my guard is just very frustrating for everyone. So, sorry about that. Oh, Father knows. And Mother knows. And my brother knows. And my sister knows. And, the whole country knows. Oh no, I'm not lying. take a look at those tabloids. You know, the ones that you never read. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's about us. And that one is as well. And that one is. And that one is. Basically, the whole world knows that you're in love with me. And they've just been waiting. And I've been waiting. Which has been difficult because I'm very impatient. And you are just... You're driving me insane. Because I love you and you love me and you're... Now you are no longer my guard. You are my darling, though you have always been my darling, just really difficult about it. But then again, I am difficult as well, so we are the perfect match. And this is our first date. Our first date on Valentine's Day. Because I love you. Because I adore you. Because... I... Do you love me? Because as confident as I just sounded, I am not really feeling that. Of course you bloody love me. Really? That's how you declare your love. That is how you... I have waited how long for that? And it was perfect. That was so perfect. Yes, yes. I did all of this for you. I plotted and I schemed and... There's no pressure about the marriage. Sorry? Well, I mean, technically we could get married next week, but... Wow, that's quite the turnaround. You've gone from denying that you're in love with me to confessing your love, sort of, and now demanding that we get married next week? Oh no, I didn't say no. I would never say no. I'm just, I just want to pinch myself because, ow! You pinched me! Why would you? You're my god! You're not my god. You just pinched me. Ow! That hurt. No, I don't want you to kiss it better. Yes, I would. I would like you to kiss it better. And my lips hurt. But well, I was hoping that you might kiss me because we haven't kissed. You've declared your love and you've declared that we're getting married next week, but you haven't kissed me. I do love you. And I know this was sneaky and underhand, but what do you expect? I've been taking lessons in spycraft since I was 6. Oh, come on. No. You were just about to kiss me. After dinner? You are so difficult. Oh, you learnt it from the best, did you? Well, I guess I only have myself to blame. Then. So what? You didn't learn it from me? Who did you learn it from? No, who... Okay, that's not fair. That was not nice. I was not jealous. Of course I was jealous. Can we kiss now? How is that for a first kiss? Well, I don't know because that wasn't my first kiss. No? No, that wasn't my first kiss. It was. Of course it was. I love you. Do you really want to get married next week? I love you. And we're getting married. We're getting married. Wait, does that mean that I have to wear a dress? Oh, bum! Un-princess-like language. You're right. You are so right. Bollocks. I love you. And yes, I'm going to wear a dress. I have it picked out. I've had it picked out for a while. A little while. A tiny, tiny little while. 2 years. Well, I've been in love with you for a very long time. This date is a long time coming. And talking of the date, we should really get started. Oh, darling, I love you. I adore you. Happy Valentine's Day. Now sit back and watch the corgis. The corgis! I've been training them for 6 months. And there's only, you know, and there's only a 95% chance that it's going to go terribly wrong. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. Oh no. It's already going wrong.